Welcome to Fiorim Yerushalmi. Shears the Lun Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Reziv and Tzvi Halevi Zetzal, who was Nifter this week. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Yudalef in the Art Scholars of Adar edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Vov in the top of Amud Alef. Zog the Mishnah. Pichamu Oimim Ein Noitlim Sa'ali Lekatzev Alav Basar. The Ali is the pestle, which means it's the grinder that you grind with it wheat. You're not allowed to use it to cut with it meat. Because this is a special muktzah, it's called muktzah machmas cheson kis. Muktzah of an item which a person cares about, if it's going to break, he's going to lose money because of it. It's called muktzah machmas cheson kis, and then you can't use it for the meat. Or b'sil matir, b'sil say you're allowed to move it. But sham warim ain't noisy b'sor, lifnei adriso. You're not allowed to put height in order for people to walk in them and to process them. Don't pick it up unless you have meat in it. We still material to both put in front of people to walk in it and to pick them up on Yom Tov. And that's part of itiru serving shut chilasov. You don't allow them to move the hides, you'll never shech the animal. That's what we mentioned in the previous daf. You're not allowed to remove the shutters of the stores in Yom Tov. We still material have not only you can remove, you can also put it back. Because, as we mentioned, that Mishum Simchas Yantiv, so if you're not going to allow him to put it back, you'll never remove it to begin with. So, to Gemara, Hashaloy Lekatzav Alav Basar, Basar. Right? Still, let's say you're allowed to maybe remove this pestle, in order to use it for Simchas Yantiv to cut meat on it. But not for now that purpose, you're not allowed to do it even according to Basila. Yeah, we know that usually the rule is that Muktzah, you're allowed to move the Tzorch, Guvel Tzorch, and Koyim, you're allowed to move it for, if you need to use it. Why here is different? This is what he said in the name of Rav. Chachom agreed to Nechem. Nechem is the one who says he not allowed to use a kli only for its own tashmish. You can't use it for something else. Chachom agree with him in certain cases. Which cases? Bezayo umizoyro ubuchno. Ketir is the one who basically explain what it is. Bezayo the otzar bay. That's a machine that you use to press clothing with it. Umizoro du chavod be. Mizoro is how you hit clothing with it. Ubuchno du kosas be. Is what you use to smooth the linen. Now, what's special about these kalim? These kalim are mukze machos cheson kis, meaning they're used for a specific melocha, and a person is very careful not to use it for anything else, because he may lose money for it. It's very expensive, and so you're very specific. Here, everybody agrees, you're not allowed to use it except for its own tashmish. You don't put the hide in front of people to walk in it. Says the Gemara, shovim shaloi gardenu. Even Basil said that he's allowed to put the hide in front of people to walk in it, but he's not allowed to scrape it. He's not allowed to do actual work on the hides. It's only something which is mimele. Now the Gemara refers to the next animation that says, the Bichame says you're not allowed to move the hide unless there's meat in it. So the Gemara, what are we talking about? If the meat is, the flesh is connected to the hide, it's part of the body. You're allowed to move meat, you're allowed to move the hide with it. Even farush, but elam, we talk about that the meat is disconnected. So what's going to be the pshat? Hadoi domar, Yaakov Baruch, the pshat is, like Yaakov Baruch said, chinino kartichayo b'shem b'shayo, sending Rav Shayo, diskiyo shesh b'toichem mois. You have a wall that has in it money. Now send a little kikor mitato. You can put a bread in it and take the whole thing because it's bottled to the kikor, bottled to the bread. So here you can move the hide when it has meat in it because it's bottled to the meat. Kado antichi nofas al avir miyeh b'shubto. There was antichi that fell on avir miyeh on Shabbos. Antichi is a type of pot that has a double bottom to it, and in the bottom they put in coal in there. So this pot fell on Rav Yirmiyahu on Shabbos. V'chashvun alei ve'rimuno. And they thought about it. I mean, they made a special machshav on it. And they moved it. So the same way we learned here that you could have, they put the bread and make that the ikar. So here they wanted to use the pot for a different purpose. They made they use the gichol, they moved the gicholim because it was part of the pot. But the Gemara concludes, lo shaloch kevishai. Not because we pask in this way that we can rely on it. At the beginning of Yirmiyahu delay sakin. Here there was a little sakana. Because if the coal stays on him, he will maybe get burned. So they're makel in this case. So the Gemara, shovim shaloyim lechenu. He's not allowed to salt the hide. Tanya avlumor lechla, basar etzli. He could go and salt meat in order to roast it. And put he was going to salt the meat on the hide. And melee the hide will get salted. Person can salt a lot of meat, even though he doesn't need only a little bit of it. He can salt because it's all considered to be one peula, one melacha, so he can do it all in one shot. He can do melicha and do harama, which means he can say, I want this piece. His salt says, you know what? Actually, I want the other piece. And then he used another piece. He could be salting in this place, then a little bit in this place, until he salts the whole meat, or Reb Chaim is another pshat, until he salts the entire hide. So you now let us salt the hide directly. But if he's salting meat on the hide, so he can indirectly benefit that the hide will be salted as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Yud Aleph.